Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. The Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center's annual Taps and Tunes Craft Beer and Music Festival returns to Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers this Saturday. The day-long festival includes live music performances from bands, including Southwest Florida's own Wilder Sons and The Woodwork, as well as craft beer selections from brewers from both in and outside of Southwest Florida. The Sydney and Byrne Davis Arts Center's Development Director, Melissa DeHaven, joins us for a preview of the festival and other offerings from the Arts Center in the coming months. We'll also be hearing music selections from two of Saturday's featured music performers. Melissa, welcome back to the show. Always great to connect with you.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me.
And listeners can join the conversation as well. Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. So, Melissa, most of the events, educational offerings, gallery exhibitions that
incredible
occur.
Film festivals, fashion shows.
Yes.
We have it all.
It all happens typically in, you know, that iconic, beautifully renovated and historic building that you all have downtown. This one, of course, takes place at Centennial Park. Why the outdoor venue? What kind of a turnout are you expecting?
Yes, we do two big outdoor festivals every season, and our first one's coming up, of course, this Saturday, Taps and Tunes. We love to just bring something out, you know, outside to downtown Fort Myers. We have the beautiful backdrop of the beautiful river. Downtown is always such a fun, beautiful place. The weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, too. So it's just nice to bring what we do and music and things that we offer to everyone outside as well as inside our building. So we love doing our outdoor festivals. It's so much fun. People come out. They have a great time, listen to great music. We have over 80 different craft beers to choose from.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So all the craft beer lovers out there, they definitely want to make it to Taps and Tunes this weekend.
Can you tell us about some of the craft brewers? Because I was looking at the list and I saw several names I recognized from in and around town. But then there were some I'd never heard of. I mean, you really kind of bring in folks from outside the area.
We really have a bunch. Like I said, over 80. A few that come to mind, Kona Brewing, Shipyard, Magic Cat, Bury Me Brewing will be out there. They have this big hearse, you know, thing that they bring out all the time. Old Soul. So we have a lot of locals and some of the other national brands as well. So, yeah, it'll be really good to come out and taste all the different beer, you know. We'll also have a bar as well. So if you're not into beer, we'll have, you know, a little something for everybody.
Other types of vendors at the event?
Yeah, there'll be lots of retail vendors as well. We'll have some delicious food options, of course. It's always a great thing for a festival.
Nothing goes with craft beer like a food truck, huh?
That's right.
Well, let's talk a bit about the music. The first performers will be the alternative indie rock band Super Gold, which I was not familiar with. They're from outside of our area.
Yeah, they're from Fort Lauderdale, and one of our employees discovered them at a competition that was happening down here at the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater, and they're super awesome. They have a great stage presence. They have good energy, so we're giving them the opportunity to come out. They're opening up the festival. The music for them starts at 2:30. Gates for the festival open at 2 and goes all the way to 8 p.m. We'll be down there majority of the day.
And the Woodwork takes the stage after them. What can you tell us about this band?
Yeah, the Woodwork. They're super awesome. We've had them perform at the Art Center before. They're Naples natives. They fuse indie rock with jazz and blues, and it's composed of a his and her harmonies. They create this unique and swinging, beautiful, fun sound that, you know, you can dance around to. And Christina Ortega, she's a lead vocalist. Sometimes she's known as Christina One Take Ortega because she, like, can get it done in one take. She's super awesome. And they're also a local brewery favorite. They play around town quite often.
I caught them recently at Pointy Bell. That was a great show. But while we're on the subject, let's go ahead and hear a selection. This is a recorded selection from The Woodwork, and it's their song, Ratera. That was the song Oriterra by Southwest Florida's own The Woodwork. The song is on their EP Burning Bridges, and the band is currently working on their first full-length album, and they'll be one of the featured music performers at this Saturday's Taps and Tunes Craft Beer and Music Festival at Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers. That event, of course, is put on by the Sidney and Burn Davis Art Center, and their artistic director, Melissa DeHaven, is with us in studio for a preview of the event. Melissa, do we know where that band's name comes from?
Oh my gosh, I love her voice so much.
Yeah,
I was reading a little. I know Christina, the singer, and so I was just reading a little bit more about them too, just for my own knowledge. And their name, Woodwork, is so cool. It's derived from the popular idiom "out of the woodwork," symbolizing a close tie with the mystery and creation of the natural world. So I thought that was kind of cool, like where they came up with the name.
Totally fits their sound too. And I have been speaking with them, and when their album is ready for release, we're working out a time to bring them on the show to perform live. So look forward to that, listeners. And Melissa, the Wilder Sons is another band that's going to be performing. And a little bit later, we're going to hear a recorded selection from them. But can you maybe tell us a little bit about this band? Because I looked at their Facebook page, and under genre, it was just like the future. I'm like, well, that's cool, but it doesn't really tell me much.
Yeah, they're really cool, too. They have a beachy alternative rock style that is stimulating to the senses of this progressive alternative rock scene that we have going on. They're a dynamic foursome, and they continue to push the boundaries, and they create this sound that's pulsating. And they also they recently signed a national record deal, which is awesome. So they're, you know, doing national things as well. So we're super, super excited and honored to have them perform and be our headliner. You can catch them at 6:30 p.m. at Taps and Tunes.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, season is really kicking into high gear now. We were just talking about how crazy busy everything is. One of the things that we're going to be looking forward to is the completion of the rooftop project at the Sidney and Burn Davis Art Center. What's that all about? What's that space going to be like when it's complete?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We're all really excited about this. You know, we've been going through renovation and restoration of the Art Center for a very long time. This is our 11th season of the arts. And for this to be happening, and, you know, it's like our final phase, one of, you know, our final phase of restoration. We're so excited. It's going to be, we're going to have some really cool events up there. So, you know, we don't have the programming fully lined up yet, but it's going to be beautiful. I mean, it overlooks, you know, the Caloosahatchee River, downtown Fort Myers. It's also going to be available for, you know, if you want to have a private party or something up on the roof. It's like a great space for, you know, renting it for a party or, you know, an anniversary or.
I have to confess, just about every time I visit the center, I'll sneak up there. And even whenever it's, even whenever there was nothing there but just a roof, the view is fantastic.
It is so pretty up there.
And of course, you're the brainchild and really the driving force behind Art Walks the Runway, which that's still several months away, but I know that's a labor of love for you and something you probably work on all year long.
It is. It is. It's so much fun. It's coming up this year. It's going to be in May, so it's a little bit closer to the end of the season. We have so many events coming up at the Art Center, and Art Walks the Runway is just one of the many, many beautiful things that we offer. But yeah, I don't want to give away too much because it's coming up in May, but it's going to be a Friday and Saturday in May. The actual date is the 17th and 18th of May, so anyone who's fashion lovers out there, you want to get your tickets for that because it's going to be a super awesome event too. We also have a lot of gallery, you know, every month we have a new art show. So anyone who wants to just come on in, check out the building, see what art shows we have. We have, you know, the Grand Atrium, the first floor, and then the Capitol Gallery on the second floor, which all season long we have two art shows. So, you know, I encourage people to come on in and check out some beautiful artwork. If you're a lover of literature, we have a famous author lecture series that we have, which is kicking off this coming Monday on the 14th. And then, of course, TGIM for the Film Festival. We just had that this past Monday, but the last one, we only have one left of the season before the actual big festival. That one's coming up February 4th. So hopefully we'll have everyone, you know, mark their calendar for that. And then, you know, the Art Center, we also have some educational offerings. We have lessons in violin, voice, piano, harp, DJ mixing class, songwriting. We have weaving workshops coming up, author lectures. Also, the authors are doing some workshops as well. So we have a lot of things going on, really exciting season lined up.
And of course, the Virtuosi Chamber Concert Series, which I'm sure your founding director's many contacts in the professional classical music world helps bring in some amazing talent for those shows.
Yes, we do. We have the Caladori String Quartet that's kicking off that series. That's coming up in February. And they really are like one of the finest chamber music ensembles that are performing today. They've won international chamber music competitions. Jim's really great at bringing, the most world-renowned, amazing chamber musicians to the Art Center. So if you like chamber music, if you're a lover of that, I really recommend coming out to one of our chamber music concerts. We have three of them coming up this season. So, yeah, you could check out our website, sbdac.com, to get all of our concert information.
Sometimes they lend them out to us, so you might get a chance to hear them live on our air as well.
Yeah, definitely. That would be great. We have the Jazz the Jazzy Night series kicking off as well. That's coming up soon with Dan Miller and Lou Delgado featuring Carla Cook. That's coming up really soon, January 18th. So if you like jazz music too, we have some jazz music coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we have reached about the end of our hour, so I just want to say thank you so much to Melissa DeHaven. She's
thank
the Development
you.
Director at the Sidney and Burn Davis Art Center in downtown Fort Myers. And the center's annual Taps and Tunes Craft Brew and Music Festival takes place this Saturday at Centennial Park. Again, Melissa, great to connect
thank
with you.
Thank you. You guys come out to Taps and Tunes.
Our show today was produced by yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And taking us out, we're going to hear a selection from Southwest Florida's own Wilder Sons. This is a recording of their song, Circles.
When she's happy inside, her eyes see so much more than you or I. She's quick to remind me that I'm running out of time. As the days pass by, I'm still here to win a life. Says there's more to life. I've been searching for. Who's in control?